Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Everything Iconic. I'm here with Kelly Dodd from the Real Housewives of Orange County. Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Danny. Thank you for having me.
I'm so thrilled to be talking to you. Now, we just did something for FabFitFun for the fall box, which was so fun. I was nervous to meet you, though.
Why? I'm so easygoing.
You're one of my favorite housewives. And it's like, you know, don't meet your heroes. It's like, I didn't want to meet.
You went from a zero to a hero?
I went
from a hero. Just kidding.
Kelly, tell me about the season. Now, I think this is one of the best seasons your franchise has had in probably 2 or 3 years.
Yes, because it's all about me, baby.
It is all about you, isn't it?
It is about rumors, lies. It's just so ridiculous. Like, but it's also about, I mean, I have a lot of personal story. So, you know, I got in a fight with my mom and my brother, and you're going to see what happens with that. I can't tell you. I can't spill all the tea.
You can't spill it all.
But I have a lot of personal. I have a boyfriend. Doctor Plastic, he's a plastic surgeon, but we just broke up, so.
And you have a new man now, right?
I do.
And how's
he's
it going
a
with
Fox
him?
Reporter. He has a Fox, which I'm not, don't even watch, which
right.
is
good.
Funny
That's
for
good.
Me. but you know what? He's really neutral. He okay. doesn't, he's not far left and he's not far right. He sees both sides, which makes it easy.
That's good.
To be with. But
does he bring politics home with him?
No, he hates talking about it. He will, you know, he's the senior correspondent. So he goes out into the field and I mean, he just reports the news. He's right. not at all political. He keeps things very neutral.
Now, we see on the show a lot of scenes with you and Jolie this year, which I love. I want the two of you to do like a Simple Life reboot or something. You know, yeah. Did you watch that show?
I loved it. Yeah.
I want you and Jolie to just go about the country and just like do anything because I love watching the scenes of you guys
because
together.
Because she just calls me out on my crap. It's so funny.
It's so
She's hilarious.
The dynamic you guys have is so funny. Are you enjoying filming with her more? It seems like it's more, right?
I do, but she's at an awkward age right now. She's 13. She's going into eighth grade. She just started eighth grade. Yesterday was her first day of school. Oh. And she's at that time where she doesn't want me to post pictures. She doesn't really want to film. She feels, you know, it's like, you know, that awkward age.
Right, right.
And she doesn't want to see herself on camera. She doesn't want to see herself at all. Like, and I get it. I used to be just like that.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine at 12 or 13, like a camera following me around, it would just be a nightmare.
Well, she's used to it. So she's been yeah. doing it since she was like 8 years old. So yeah. she, but now she's more aware.
Yeah.
You know, she's getting an adult
like.
Yeah,
I know. Is yeah. that sad? It's sad.
It's yeah. sad, but I still cuddle her.
Aww.
She still sleeps with me. She hates people when I tell people that, but
yeah. She's, well, you yeah. know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say I don't have kids yet, but when I have kids, I tell my boyfriend all the time, I'm like, I'm going to be a wreck when my kids go off to college. Like, I'm not even going to be able to survive that.
I know. It's so sad.
Now, on the show, there's a big divide right now in the cast, and without giving too much away, it seems like Tamara and Shannon were playing both sides. From the viewer's perspective, it seems like they're on your side when it comes to you and Vicky, but then behind your back, they're going and talking to Vicky and saying, bringing up these rumors and all of this crazy stuff.
Well, I just don't understand. They hated her for 3 years. They wanted her fired. They weren't going to film with her.
So they didn't want to film with her at all.
Best friends with her. They act one way with me, and then they. It's just like I just don't. I just you know, like I said, I'm you know, are they my friends?
Right.
I don't think so.
How far into filming did you find out that they were talking about you behind your back and saying these things?
I didn't realize that until the end.
Ugh.
Yeah. So all throughout the whole season, I'm thinking that Tamara is my best friend.
Right.
And Shannon. But Shannon doesn't do as much to me. She just didn't tell me, which I don't think is a good friend. Bronwyn did. She told me, you know, off camera. Mm-hmm. here's Tamara on camera saying, I do a train. And then she says, I pulled like eight guys.
Right. We should all be so lucky.
And I'm like, wait, but she said eight guys. So it's like bam, bam, bam. So yeah. On national TV, you're saying I pulled not only a train, but eight guys screwed me. I mean, I
it's a very outlandish rumor. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, yeah. And they were looking for dirt and they heard it from a guy that hates me. He's a crook. And so that's what they heard it from, this guy named. So he's a one. And I called them on camera. I called him and he goes, well, I heard. I go, well, why did you tell them that? He goes, like, well, I heard. I go, when did you hear that?
Right. He just made it up.
He just made it up. And they know for a fact he made it up. So, you know, for them to even...
So they just purposely kind of brought it up on camera, you think?
Of course they did. Yes, of course. Because, I mean, what do they have to talk about?
Mm-hmm. By the way, though, I don't think there's anything wrong if there is consensual sex with eight men. If it's consensual amongst all the parties, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like, I just don't...
I've never even had a threesome. And not that I'm opposed to not doing a threesome. Sure. Honestly, I've just been married my whole life, and I've never even had the opportunity to do it. And I'm really not into women, and I'm not into two guys sword fighting. Right. So... you know, I'm not into the threesome thing. I'll watch it on porn, but I really have never done a threesome. And if I did do it, I'd be happy to say so. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Right.
To be quite honest.
And you've been honest and open with everything these seasons.
I would be honest and open. If I did a threesome, I'd say I did a threesome. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing a threesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
nothing wrong.
Whatever people want to do sexually is between the bedroom and them. And I don't really find it. There's anything wrong with it. If you want to have some sex escapade, go do it.
Yeah, do it. It's more power to you. It seems like on these shows, not just on this franchise, but in all the franchises, where we get lost in the fact that it's okay to do these things sexually if everyone's okay with it. Like,
but, you know,
in the relationship.
Like in Europe, I see there's nudity everywhere. Here's like, oh, you can't be nude. It's like, what's wrong with that? You know, what's wrong with sexuality? There's nothing wrong with, you know, sex. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
It seems like Tamara and Shannon also have taken Gina under their wing a little bit, just from social media. What do you make
of that? Yes, they do, because they need to go by numbers. So what they love to do is they love to divide and conquer. So, you know, Gina, they hated Gina last year. But, you know, they try to get, you know, oh, well, you know, if you're a weak-minded person, which I'm not, I could care, you know, I have integrity. And most of these girls that are new want to be like in the popular group. I've never really cared to, because I have integrity. I mean, I know who's my friend and who isn't. So, you know, if you want to be a weak-minded person and, you know, you want to be on their team, and when you know damn good and well they're up to no good, then you know what, they deserve it.
What about what's your relationship with Emily now?
Emily and I are really good friends. We're in a great space, you know. I just watched the thing. I don't think she's gonna come off too well with viewers, but you know, she has integrity. She's really smart. She's very educated, where most of the other women like Vicky and Tamara aren't. So you can see how, you know, she wants, even though she shows that her, you know, everyone struggles in their marriage and everyone has problems in their relationships. And I think she's, you know, she loves her husband.
She's showing it too on camera, which, you know, I haven't always been that pro Emily on the show, but
I know, she's really, really a good person. She's not vindictive. She's not manipulative.
And I feel like protective of her. Like, I want the best for her because she seems so sweet. And I want good things for her.
She's a really sweet girl.
She's also from Ohio, which I'm from Ohio too.
Are you? I'm going to Ohio.
Oh my God, where are you going?
I'm going to Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, I love Columbus.
For a
I'm
meet
from
and greet with
Cleveland.
Dorinda.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
Yeah. Dorinda's
the best.
I'm excited to go to Ohio.
You're friends with some of the New York women. You're friends with Ramona, right?
And Dorinda.
They're the best, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the best.
Would you ever do another franchise? Like, could you see yourself being on New York?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I know Sonia Morgan. She's awesome. She's hilarious. I've done a couple of gigs with her. She's amazing. I know I kind of like taped her, but she's really,
wait, you what?
I taped her at the gay pride parade. She, But
Oh my God, wait, Kelly, yeah. That was the best. That footage of you guys
in the car.
Don't we need to see that? There needs to be a whole episode of that Pride. But what was going on there? Tell me about that.
Well,
car
I was like, I was just doing an Instagram story, and then all hell broke loose, and I had to post it because it was so hysterical.
God bless you for posting it. It was amazing.
I thought it was the funniest thing, and I didn't, you know, whatever. But Sonia, so she's so cute and so nice. But Dorinda, I talk to all the time. You know, we talk on the phone. I love her to death.
Do you guys share notes when you talk to someone like Dorinda? Do you say, this is what's going on in my show?
Oh, yeah. She texts me. She's like, oh, I see what's going on here. You know, and I told her all the while, like when we were filming. And so she, you know, she gives me advice. Ramona, I stayed 10 days with her in the Hamptons over the summer. And she's the one who introduced me to my boyfriend now.
Oh.
Yeah. Rick Leventhal.
She's such a great housewife. Like she's perfect the for the show.
No. You can't. Like she's hilarious. Like, and she's young, you know, she's like young at heart. Like mm-hmm. she looks like she's like 30. She works out every day. She takes care of herself and she's like so giving and loving. And she's just, she's a great person. I feel like I'm better fit for New York than I am for OC.
The New York ladies move so quickly through the storyline and everything.
But I don't think it's they're like, vicious. No. They're not out to like ruin people's reputations and really like they're not about that. Like
and they seem OC genuinely is, friends.
And they're they're friends. Like really, really good friends.
Even on your franchise, it seems sometimes like Emily and Gina at certain points are on a different show than the rest of it. It's like there's this weird divide, especially last season.
Well, now what about the Trace Amigas?
And the Trace Amigas, now they're on a completely different show. What do you make of that, Trace Amigas?
I think they're a bunch of old washed up bitches, but that's my opinion.
Do you think they're angling to get Vicky back full time on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think she will be back full time?
I don't know. I don't know if I mean that's up to a senior staff at Bravo. I mean that's not up to me. I think people are sick of her lies. I think, you know, she just tries to ruin people and I think the Trace Amigas, they all belong together. And I know they want their own show and I think maybe they, you know, it's time for them to get
their own show.
Yeah. Yeah, no. They're going into business together. They want to go on the road. No. They want to do like a Luann thing.
Absolutely not.
It's like, okay.
No, thanks.
All right.
I don't want
to.
No, these are ensemble shows. We need an ensemble cast.
Yeah, but they separate themselves.
Right.
And it's like, this isn't your show. This is an ensemble cast. So
if you were casting, is there anyone you'd bring back from the past to your franchise?
I would bring back Gretchen. I would love to bring back. I'm legit friends with Gretchen.
Why has it ever been?
And Gretchen hates Tamara to the core
because
and she could just eat her up alive. That would be brilliant.
Has that ever been a conversation of Gretchen coming back? Because I feel like people come back all the time. Has that ever been like something?
Yeah, but I think that something happened between internally that I can't talk about. But I don't think that she. I mean, I wish to God she would be. She's. I mean, you know, she's not snobby like Heather. She's or pretentious. She's quick-witted. She, you know what I mean? She just had a baby now.
We could see that journey.
Yeah. She's been with her boyfriend, Slade, for a long time. And, you know, I think that she would be a great addition.
What about Heather? Do you run into her at the gym anymore?
All the time.
Oh, my God. What's the...
I see Heather at Orange Theory at 10:30 every morning.
What is it like now between the two of you?
I just don't talk to her anymore. Yeah. And I run into her everywhere. It's like, if I do a boxing class, she's doing a boxing class. If I go to Lightning Fit, she's at Lightning Fit. It's like, do you do anything else but work out? Like, honestly. And then, to add insult to injury, my daughter wants to go to this Catholic high school. Because we're touring high schools right now. And I find out that her kids go to this Catholic high school, and I'm like, wait, and it's like,
my God, you can't get rid of her.
Now I can't get rid of her.
You guys are you're bound to be besties at some point.
Yeah,
right?
But you know, but my kids gone to Catholic school their whole lives. Those kids haven't.
I sort of felt like I missed Heather for a while, but I never really cared for her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't miss her anymore. But for two seasons, I was like, maybe we need Heather back.
You think so?
I don't know if we do anymore.
But she's just so fake. Like, the whole thing's fake. Like, you know, I think when you start getting fake and you don't have a storyline
mm-hmm.
and you don't really want to show what's going on in your real life, like, what's the point of being on the show?
Right.
Because she never really showed. Like, she tried to pretend that she was having problems with Terry.
It wasn't.
She tried to, you know, she didn't really, everything was like contrived. Mm-hmm. And
I think we could see through it. Viewers can see through the fake
stuff. Yeah, but it's like, why be on a reality show?
Yeah. I always wanted to see that house. And then it was like frustrating. We never got to see
the goddamn house. She didn't want anybody to see the house.
But then it was on YouTube or something. So what do we need the... I don't know. Shannon this season, it's like she's telling us that she's happy, fun Shannon. Do you think she's actually happy, fun Shannon? Or is this an act?
I think that Shannon... I mean, this is just my personal opinion, but I think, you know, Shannon saw herself last year and how much of a negative Nancy and how, you know, and I think that she tried to change and, you know, she didn't want to be that person. So I'm not quite sure if it's fake or not. I think that she really looked at herself and said, hey, I got to change. So she did.
She saw some changes she needed to make,
yeah.
What do you make of Bronwyn? We're just getting to know her. So far, she seems great.
Bronwyn right now is doing really, really well.
Right now,
she's doing great.
So you think things tides might change by the
end
of the season?
Well, you know, she's just done... I think she tries to... Like me, I pick a lane.
Mm.
She's like a lap dog. She tries to make everybody happy. You know, she makes anybody upset. She starts to cry. You know, she tries to be friends with everybody. And I mean, rightfully so, you know, it's her first year. She doesn't want to cause, you know, but for me, I have integrity and, you know, people know where they stand.
Yeah. With you,
yeah.
Which is
people
good.
Know where they, yeah. Where she's done like a few things to me that I don't trust her. And you're going to have to watch because yeah, she does a few things, not intentionally, she says.
Not intentionally.
But she's a little bit of a Lisa Rinna, a little bit.
Does this rumor play into the rest of the season? This, like,
yes.
It does.
And it becomes a, I can't, like, there's nothing I can do about the rumor because it's so absurd. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can do is, like, turn it into a joke because
It's a joke.
Yeah. So you're going to, and the whole rest of the season turns into a joke. It's really fun though.
So you think this is one of the best seasons we've had?
I think this is the best season. So by far the best season out of all 14 years.
Is there stuff that we haven't seen in the trailers that we're going to, that is really good?
Oh yeah. Like we go to Miraval in Tucson, Arizona to do a wellness retreat. And it's like the antithesis of that. Like it is.
I can't wait.
I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, we go to San Diego, you get to see like, there's so much. You see the girls making out.
That Tamara and Bronwyn make out.
Yeah,
it's just a quick make out.
They all make out. And they're the ones who are saying, I do the choo-choo train. It's hilarious. But
does Tamara probably gets naked again? She always
Tamara always gets naked because she's thirsty and she has to, you know, she wants to keep her paycheck. So
she does what she has to do to keep it spicy.
Because I mean, what else is she doing? What personal story does she have?
I've never been a big fan of Tamara at all, but whatever.
Well, what does she do? Like, has a gym? Like, what does she do? Like, she has a gym. She has a husband that's a spin instructor. I mean, like, or like runs a business. So you know, he does spin for his gym, and you know, you can't really see anything about her kids. Ryan's a disaster.
I don't want to see Ryan on screen at all.
Nobody wants to see Ryan.
I know.
He's the worst.
He's like the worst person on screen I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he's in the confessionals, which means he's probably getting paid, right?
Like, he gets paid. Yeah. And then he brags about getting paid.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Kelly, we need to get him off there. I can't see him again.
Can we get her off there?
I would love that.
Please? I mean, that would be amazing.
If it were up to you, would you... What would the cast look like? I know it's not up to you. Obviously, you can't control the casting. But if...
Listen,
was your
I think...
Ideal
listen,
world,
I think Tamara is good for the show, meaning she's quick-witted. She knows how to produce. Shannon, same thing. But when you start faking it until you make it, like you start saying lies and rumors and it's not authentic and, you know, then I think it's time to go. You know, I mean, you've had a great run.
Yeah.
You're running out of story. You're not that interesting anymore. You're getting old. You know, it's like
I enjoy an older housewife.
I prefer an older.
If they're fun and nice.
No, I'm saying like
or even fun and mean.
Look at New York. They're fun and they're nice. But you know what? Tamara's storyline's the same. Eddie and her get along. Her and Eddie have the same conversations.
Oh, no.
They're going out to dinner. There is it's so like blase. It's like blase. Yeah. It's like just bland. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just
I totally
bland.
Know what I mean.
Like there's no ups and downs with them. It's the same thing year in, year out. And now, I mean, he's got his heart thing, but that's like, you know, there's a lot of people that have that.
It's fine now, though, right?
Yeah, you go get the surgery and that's it, you know?
Kelly, I just have some random questions to wrap this up
sure.
with you. If you were choosing for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, who would you choose?
John Hamm, my boyfriend.
John Hamm, oh my God, that's a good choice.
Yeah, he's my boyfriend. He doesn't know it yet.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how likely are you to buy a fall-scented candle? Like, do you like a pumpkin thing?
Yes, I do.
You like a pumpkin?
I like
cinnamon?
A pumpkin. Yeah, the pumpkin or no, for fall, I like pumpkin, nutmeg, anything with the spices, you know, like cinnamon or, and I like pine even.
Pine, yeah, a nice Christmas scent.
Nice Christmas, yeah.
I love a big scented candle.
I do too.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice latte, would you drink one? Do you drink
yes,
them?
Yes, I do. I like anything pumpkin. I like a pumpkin mask. I like pumpkin pie.
I'm the same way. I like anything pumpkin.
I like it.
We talked a little bit about this for FabFitFun, but Thanksgiving dinner, do you have a favorite side dish?
Or Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, like what's your favorite thing
to eat? Favorite is those green beans with the onions on them, with the mushroom soup in it.
Yeah, the green bean casserole.
Yeah, and I love stuffing, like a sausage stuffing.
Friends has iconic Thanksgiving episodes, right? You know the show Friends.
I never watched Friends.
Do you know like Ross, Chandler, and Joey?
I know who they are, but I never watched
If you had a shag, marry, kill, Ross, Chandler, and Joey, what would you?
Ross is the brunette, and Chandler, I don't...
Yeah, it's okay. We'll skip this.
I skip that, because I don't like any of them.
Okay. Kelly, this was so fun. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
I know all my friends watch Friends, but me.
Why didn't you ever watch... What do you watch on TV? What do you like? Do you ever watch just like a scripted show?
No, I don't.
Do you watch like murder mystery stuff?
No, I try to watch Stranger Things. I watch everything Bravo. Yeah. I don't watch anything
Bravo show besides Orange County?
New York.
Yeah.
Because they're my friends. And Below Deck.
I love Below Deck right
now. I love Below Deck. Yeah, my girlfriends are on there this Monday. And then they're on next week.
On Med, right?
On Med.
Oh, they're so fun.
Yeah. Did you watch it last night?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Yeah, those are my girlfriends.
Good. They're so fun. And they're
those are real Orange County chicks.
We need a,
they live in Newport Beach. They don't live out in the sticks. Like, Coda de Caza is like far.
Coda de Caza is the
sticks. There's nothing to do there. There's no shopping. There's no restaurants. Like, legit nothing to do. Like, you are in the sticks of Orange County.
So Tamara and Vicky are in the sticks.
Yes.
Who's in the Orange County? Like
Bronwyn. Shannon. Right. Me. Emily is in Laguna Niguel, which is near the ocean. So she's not that far. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like things to do around her house. Who else is on our show?
Yeah, like Vicky. It. Vicky and Tamara are in Coda. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to do there. Kelly, I would die if I lived there.
Kelly, this was truly such a delight for me. Thank you so much for chatting with
me. Thank you.
Kelly Dodd, where can people find you on social media?
Kelly Dodd. Just Kelly D. Dodd.
And everyone, if you want a FabFitFun fall box, you can use code SPILLTHETEA
for $10
off. $10 off your first box. Thank you, Kelly.
All right. Thank you.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Wasn't Kelly just the best? I loved her so much. I got to spend a little bit of the day with her working on this FabFitFun thing, and we had so much fun. She's stunningly beautiful in person and just truly the best. I was so blown away by how kind she was to me. So I really appreciated that. Now, I want to talk briefly about this week's Real Housewives of Orange County episode, which was, of course, the Beverly Hills excursion, which Shannon kept reminding of. She kept reminding us. She's like, OC and BH! That voice. The OC is going to be in BH! Ack! I always just hear an ack at the end of every one of Shannon's sentences. Anyway, this episode opens with all of them at the Tortilla Republic dinner. And of course, this is when Tamara's the one who let out that rumor about the train situation. So it was Tamara that is really stirring the pot on this one. I think everyone was under the impression that it was Vicky doing all of this, but it was Tamara who was the one who said, oh, you mean the train thing? And so I really think some of the blame needs to go on Tamara. It's really all her fault that this whole thing is coming up. But anyway, they all sort of take a pact as they leave this dinner that they're not going to bring it up again. Then we have to talk about Gina briefly. I'm not going to go on too long with this recap, but I do want to mention Gina, which I'm so happy that she's going to therapy. When she walked into that therapist's office, I clapped. I stood up and clapped like I was a seal or something. You know, the seals clap. I'm so happy for Gina that she's in therapy because that's where she needs to be. And truly, I think everyone needs to be in therapy. But particularly Gina, I'm so happy for because she lost everything, the passport, the license, the keys, her sunglass case. Know where anything is. She's lost it all. She's lost it all. Gina has truly lost it. And last week I said she's on the brim. And I just want to say on the brim, some people have been asking me, what does the brim mean? The brim is a form of expression from Vanderpump Rules that I say way too often. But Gina's definitely on the brim. It really means on the brink, just for those of you that are wondering. But Gina is a disaster. She says right to the therapist, I'm a disaster. And in therapy, she is getting sad, and I'm feeling bad for her, and I'm rooting for her so much now. And in therapy, she's talking about her situation with Matt. Her voice was getting shaky, and it sounded a little bit, speaking of Vanderpump Rules, it reminded me of Raquel's shaky voice, only it was like Raquel's shaky voice, but with peanut butter in her mouth. It was, you know, Gina, because she's kind of got that Long Island thing going on. But I felt bad for her, and I'm rooting so hard for Gina. Also rooting so hard for Emily. I want only good things for Emily. She's doing that sexy show with a few different exes in the word sexy. Just a bunch of exes. Sexy the Show, which I've never heard of, but I'm ready to see it. Someone named Jackie Siegel runs it, and I think Jackie Siegel should be a housewife. I want her to be a main cast member. But I'm happy that Emily's doing this, and I want only good things for Emily, and I want her to maybe get rid of the Shane guy, but I don't know. Whatever. I just want what's best for her. I want what's best for her. We see Bronwyn's house at 5 a.m., which is just Stress City, like everything there at 5 a.m. in Stress City with all those kids. Oh my God, I was getting anxious seeing Bronwyn's house at 5 a.m. It was a lot to handle. There was one moment where she was crying alone, and I felt like I could go cry in the shower after watching the scene. It was so intense. And I thought, this feels like a shift in her life, right? She's alone. She sent the family off to Beaver Creek. And now she's alone, and she's alone, or she's sticking back because she's got to film the Housewives show. And so now her life is shifting, where she's, before she was this mother with the household, and I'm not saying she's not going to be a mother now, but her whole life is shifting because now she's got a career as a housewife. And so that just is a change in dynamic for the family, and I hope it goes well. I'm rooting for it, but it's just going to be a huge shift for Bronwyn's family, or as Vicky calls it, Brown-twind. And Brown-twind is going to have a shift in her dynamic. Then we see a lunch between Gina and Tamara. Gina showed up looking like Jennifer Lopez and Selena. Do you notice the hoop earrings, the hat, the high-waisted pants? Every time I see Gina on screen, I'm like, whoa! Oh, shocked and bewildered by her outfit choices, her look, every new look. It's like, it just looks like on somebody else. I don't know who dressed her in that outfit. And it wasn't a bad outfit. Like, I loved, if I would have seen that outfit on Jennifer Lopez, I would have loved it. I loved it when Jennifer Lopez appeared in that outfit in the movie Selena. But seeing it on Gina on The Real Housewives of Orange County, it just doesn't fit right. And it's kind of like I lose my equilibrium balance. And I'm like, what's going on here? But she had that Gina necklace on. Did you see that? The Gina necklace. It was Carrie Bradshaw. It was like, what? Just a lot of jewels. She was doing a lot of necklace work in that scene. A lot of Selena cosplay and necklace work was going on with Gina in that scene. But again, rooting for Gina. And then it's revealed that Emily got mad on social media at Shannon because of something that happened on Jeff Lewis's radio show, which they kept calling a podcast, which it's not a podcast, but they kept talking about it. And Emily went on social media and made fun of Shannon's frozen fish business. And Shannon was not happy that she came after her salmon with cottage cheese or cream cheese or whatever the fuck that was. Her frozen foods. Don't come after Shannon's frozen foods. She said Emily made fun of her two successes, her frozen food business and her weight loss. And look, I'd like to know what's going on with the frozen food business. Is she still hawking those salmons with cottage cheese in them? Or what? It's not cottage, it's cream cheese. But is she still hawking those on HSN or whatever channel that is? I don't know. I would maybe say that if you're out there and you're looking for a frozen meal, maybe go to the grocery store and buy one, right? Or get some other sort of meal delivery service. I haven't tried Shannon's frozen salmon with cream cheese, but it didn't sound like the best idea to me. But what do I know? What do I know? Emily said, hashtag, how's the fish business going? Or something like that. What was the hashtag Emily used in her tweet? Hashtag frozen fish fun or something. I don't know. I had it written down somewhere. Eck! I don't know where it was. I'll find it somewhere. But yeah, that frozen fish, you know, it's caused issues. And I'm glad that Emily's kind of getting in the mix because it seems like Emily's been on a completely different show. So I'm excited about that. Now, all the women go to Beverly Hills. We see all the sights as they're going to Beverly Hills. We see Rodeo Drive. They show us Villa Blanca, which, look, you guys, there's not usually a crowd at Villa Blanca. I'm just saying. For those of you at home wondering if you're maybe in the Midwest, I just want to say that there's usually not a huge crowd at Villa Blanca. So I know they showed us that site, but maybe I'm just going at off times. I don't know. I haven't actually been to Villa Blanca in years, so what do I know? What the fuck do I know? But they did show that it was like a hot Beverly Hills locale. It was like Rodeo Drive. There's Villa Blanca. They're showing us all the sights in Beverly Hills. And just, again, a reminder, there's a Pottery Barn right there, too, which I love a Pottery Barn. Sure do. Then the women try on clothes. Shannon is really great. She's trying to get Gina a new outfit, which she needs new outfits. I was very team Shannon on this. Very happy. The whole time Shannon was trying on clothes, she was, of course, doing her bits. She was doing, I like my Spanx. She had like three pairs of Spanx on, and Tamara's like, you look like a sausage. Get out of some of those Spanx. Take off two layers of those Spanx. She's like, I used to wear more than this. Ack, give me time. Ack. Just a lot. Just a lot. And then Gina and Emily go outside. They have to leave the trying on of clothes because Emily just starts breaking down. She's having trouble with Shane. She's feeling a lot of anxiety. She's feeling overwhelmed. And last week on the show, I said that I was ready to fully support Gina. And now I'm feeling ready to fully support Emily. These two, who I didn't even think I wanted back on the show, now here I am rooting for them both. Emily was crying outside. She said, I feel like I barely get through what I'm supposed to. I'm just hanging on. And she feels like she's getting an anxiety attack. And I felt that. I could feel the anxiety attack in her, and I felt just a nervous energy, and I felt bad for her. These women on the show are fully losing it. Gina loses all her material goods and her self-control, and Emily seems to be losing it in other ways emotionally. They're all losing it. And meanwhile, Shannon's inside the store, and she sees Emily and Gina outside, and she sees Emily crying. And Shannon says, it can't be drama-free for an hour. Can't they just not have drama for an hour? And I thought, like, Shannon, you're always the one having drama. Like, Emily barely ever has drama, so just chill out and let her be. Let her be. Oh, by the way, Emily's hashtag was, hashtag frozen fish is riveting. hashtag frozen fish is riveting made me laugh so hard. OC's taking over. BH, bam! Did you hear Shannon just kept saying, bam! Like, she was fucking Emeril Lagasse. Just saying that word, bam. I heard bam out of Shannon so many times. I don't know if they just kept playing the same clip, but she's like, bam! She was Emeril fucking Lagasse. You remember him? Whatever happened to him? I don't know. Then they all go to lunch and all hell breaks loose. Then that's when this train rumor comes up. Emily brings it up. And you guys, it was a lot. And Kelly just told everyone to go fuck off. She left the table and she just goes, you know what? Fuck off, all of you. And then Tamara goes up to her and she's like, you can't just tell us all to fuck off. And Kelly says, I just did. I love Kelly so much. I do. And then she yelled at Gina. Then Kelly said in her confessional regarding Gina, she said, Gina should be the last person giving me advice. She loses her keys, passport, license, her kids are running amok. She's a disaster. That was a direct quote from Kelly, and I loved it. This was a great episode. This was a great episode. Gina ended the episode by saying, it's supposed to be my day. And Kelly said, maybe shut the fuck up and it will be. I love her. Kelly's unfiltered. She's a great housewife. She's fantastic. Phenomenal. 5 stars. And I've said this before, I didn't even want to watch this season, and now I'm watching it and I'm loving it, and I think it's fantastic TV, and I'm so glad I'm on board, because I was so skeptical, but it's great TV, so I'm thrilled that Orange County's back. I hope it continues to be good. According to Kelly, it's going to keep being good, so I'm excited about that. That's the episode. I'm not going to talk Potomac this week. Unfortunately, I do apologize, although I do want to briefly say, what's going on with Katie? What's happening with Katie on Potomac? I don't know what's happening with her. Did you hear when they said they went to Katie's room and the door was wide open, but she wasn't in there? Like, what? She just left the hotel door open? I'm feeling bad for Katie, and I'm worried about her. I'm glad her and Ashley made up. But, I mean, this trip is amazing. This Potomac trip, it's so good. I don't know how many more times I should say, if you're not watching Potomac, you need to watch. I'm a broken record. A broken record. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a recap of the Southern Charm reunion. And please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. If you want to support this show, go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. If you click become a patron, you could donate $4 or more per month. And if you donate $4 more, you get access to the bonus episodes. I'm doing one a month. I did an Ashley Simpson pilot recap over there. And I'm so grateful. More importantly, the money just helps to support the show, so I'm thankful. Let's see. If you want one of the t-shirts, go to everythingiconic.threadless.com. And with that, I will leave you. We're not going to do a cool down this week because, you know, just take some extra breaths and be kind to one another. Know that I'm sending love to everyone out there. And I hope you all have the most amazing day, most amazing week, month, and year ahead. You know what? I will. I said I wasn't going to do a cool down, but I've been telling people this like mantra lately that I think this is going to sound so silly and stupid, but I think when you're having a bad day, if you're finding yourself on the brim, like one of these women in Orange County, just tell yourself that you're a queen, icon, and a legend. So just say that to yourself 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, till it sinks in. Say to yourself, breathe in, breathe out, and then say to yourself, I'm a queen, icon, and a legend. And then go about your day. Love you all so much for listening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.